Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share an opportunity that I had, Pat and Chris.
Yeah.
You know, I have been getting motivated as I've been hearing, you know, Greg talk from time to time about your physique and and your, you know, wonderful eating habits. And I've been motivated. I've been listening.
Happy now.
I've been listening. I've been observing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching you. And so I said, listen, if it's good enough for Brother Pat, it's good enough for me. And I said, I am going to do some working out. I'm going to do some opportunities to, you know, get in another shape than the shape that I presently am in.
So now you're running around, what, two blocks instead of just that one?
No, I'm not running around two blocks.
Oh, you've upgraded.
No, I've upgraded.
Three blocks.
No, not three blocks. Okay. I wanted to try an innovative exercise that I used to do when I, you know, played football and was involved in sports. And
you played sports?
I did.
Wow.
I played a lot of sports.
There's a lot of things I don't know about.
Well, hey, you better recognize. I played a lot of sports and did work out quite a bit in college. And those days have
come and gone.
Quickly faded. So I wanted to get back. You know, I'm trying to get back to a good, healthy place for sure, and a place where I can be in shape to do what God's called me to do. And so I decided one morning, I got just the inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I even heard the Rocky song coming in my ear. You know, I was getting ready. And I started
saying, I had the tiger.
I had the tiger,
on.
Man. Right, I said, that's it. I can do it. You know, I thought about putting a picture of Rocky up for inspiration, but then I thought, man, I'll put a picture of Pat up. You know, I said, you know, get some inspiration here. You know what I'm talking about, Chris? he's amazed.
I am amazed.
So I get up, guys, right? I'm just, you know, stretching my arms back and, you know, mm-hmm. I'm moving side to side. I was like, I can do this. You know, I can do this today. I'm going to do a regimen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got this thing planned out, got my workout shorts.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know what? I remember that, you know, part of training for football and practice was, you know, we got out there, we did our stretches.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then there was a conditioning, you know, getting your heart pumping.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting, you know, things flow. Because sometimes you just want to get something moving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're just walking all the time and just, you realize, man, I have not broken a sweat because of energy. Besides the heat, I'm breaking sweat, but I haven't moved fast enough to break a sweat. I'm on cruise control like at 3 miles an hour. I have no pep, you know, I haven't been moving at a faster pace. So I kind of wanted to get things rolling again,
mm-hmm.
you know, wanted to get things moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yeah, you know, I remember about them jumping jacks. I remember when we used to do jumping jacks. Listen, I said, hey, I'm going to do this.
Those are dangerous exercises.
Well,
I understand. Dangerous.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm doing these jumping jacks, and we could have made a workout video. Okay, I mean the intensity.
You just sweating up a storm.
Man, I was going at it.
Tearing it up. Yeah.
And I'm looking.
What happened?
Well, I'm doing 20 looking at one wall.
Oh,
bam.
Oh, my goodness.
I got inspiration. I turned to the other wall. You know, like, you
wow,
know, north,
that is
west.
Intense.
Oh, and I did another 20.
Different bam. Directions?
Different directions.
Oh,
it's just going. So I was up at 40. And I said, man, in my mind, I can't quit now.
Let's do 20 more.
Turned another wall.
Oh.
Just bammed another 20. Just, and by this time, my heart is pumping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel my legs are getting
mm-hmm.
weak, but I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
Because I got one more wall
Come
to
on.
Do.
Come
I got
on.
One more wall to go.
You got one more.
So I turned and I'm hitting it. You know, everything's shaking. Everything's moving.
Shaking
you know?
The house.
Well, I'm not going to stop.
Knocking
you know?
Stuff off the wall.
Terrified someone's going to walk in my office and see what I was doing.
Oh.
Did I lock that door? You know, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And I did the 80. You know, I broke a sweat. My body hadn't moved that fast in a while.
I'm sweating thinking about it.
Man, I'm telling you, I did it. But then
you pulled a hamstring.
No, I didn't pull a hamstring. I started walking funny a few days later. And I couldn't imagine why I was feeling this pain in my body. Mm-hmm. And I found out later, I guess the Achilles, is that the part behind your heel? I guess
on the back of your heel.
Back of your heel.
Keeps your foot on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe I almost lost my foot because, man, I had the most excruciating, the most pain I've ever felt on my foot in my life.
Wow.
Now, I'm sitting down, Chris. Y'all listen to this. I'm sitting down, and I'm feeling that back pain on my Achilles heel, and I'm thinking, did I rub my Achilles raw with my shoes or something? And I didn't know. You know?
Did you have your dress shoes on when you were doing it?
No, I didn't have my dress shoes on. I just went straight socks. You know what I'm saying?
Just socks.
Well, I wanted it to be light on
my
feet.
That is very dangerous.
I wanted to be light on my feet. You know, I didn't want to wear the sneakers or nothing like that. You know, because I was doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I realized, so I touched the back of my Achilles. I'm thinking, man, there's nothing raw there. I don't feel anything. And I'm like, this is okay. You know, this is, you know, what's going on here? And so I'm like, my goodness, where's the pain? Where's the pain?
Yeah.
You know, where's it coming from? And nothing. You know, it's like, this is weird. So then I just ignored it. I said, well, it's just a one-time type of thing.
Right, right.
Then I began to walk some more, and I go, there it is, there it is.
You found it.
And I realized that when I extend my foot at a certain position, I have pulled something. I have pulled.
You pulled your Achilles.
I pulled my Achilles.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what to say about this. You know, I was starting to get some flack, you know, because I wanted... If you heard my last workout routine, and we did make this available for you on the Torch, and I don't know, maybe we can put a series of this together. I mean, here to encourage you in all ways.
This is good stuff.
But I did have the run around the block.
Try this stuff out.
Well, you got to do the block. Workout.
Mine is pulling my Achilles, course.
Well, you know, I wind up telling this story, you know, because. I was actually talking to my mother the other day, and my sons happened to be around, and we're talking. I said, oh, man, I just hurt my foot, and began to tell her, you know, what happened. I said, you know, Mom, I was working out, and all of a sudden, I look at my sons, and there's a little smile coming across their face, and I said, what, did I miss
eyes
something?
Roll back in their head.
Yeah, did I miss something here? What was, they said, you were doing what? Is it, working out. It's amazing how they think that, you know,
Dad don't work out. What are you talking about?
I never lifted a weight before. I mean, come on now. Cut me some slack. But, you know, I'm getting back. I'm getting back in shape. I'm getting back to where I need to be because, you know what, at the end of the day, Pat, you know, we've got a lot of work to do for the kingdom. You do too.
That's right.
You do too. And you want to be healthy. You want to be healthy. I want to last for the long haul. Mm-hmm. And I want to get back in a better shape than the shape I am today. I'm in a shape, but I want to get back into the better shape so that I can continue to do more for God. You know, there's a lot of people that try to, you know, they're working out and, you know, you want to live forever. But I want to live, you know, as long as I can so I can do as much as
That's
I
right.
can for God. Because I know that a time is coming where, you know, I won't be here. You won't be here.
That's right.
And there's nothing like... That word, regret,
yeah,
because you didn't do all that you could do in the time that you had to do it. And I want to encourage you, listen, seize that time, seize that opportunity. If we can encourage you with any additional workouts, I mean, maybe we can send you a poster of, you know, Pat, you can, and then you can do the block workout that I have. Now, that's a good
one.
That's intense. And we're probably going to make this related for you on the Torch so that you can, you know, you... The stages of workout.
Yeah,
we had
the
block workout. Now we just showed you now the jumping jacks. I don't know what's next, but you definitely want to stay tuned.
Yes.
Because we'll be having another workout that we could share. But be careful when you're doing the jumping jacks. We don't want you to
hurt yourself
or anything like that. You know, want to be very careful. Did you have any other workouts that you wanted to share?
No, nothing is... painful as that one.
Well, I'm still nursing my foot, so if you see me still walking funny, just go ahead and pray for me.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.